Pickaxe.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to another round of Drawing Board or Miro Board. Today, we talk brainstorms with UX designer Brian. Let's go. First question. You thought you'd see everyone's idea in the team brainstorm, but you've got a grand total of one. Drawing Board or Miro Board?
Drawing Board, right? Because in Miro, the team can add ideas now or later. And with Privacy Mode, we can keep them anonymous until they're good to share.
Correct. Next, you need the best way to explain your idea, but all you have is a few sticky notes. Drawing Board or Miro Board?
Drawing Board, because, you know, in Miro, I could record videos, add text, images, links, and digital sticky notes, of course. Present my thoughts the way I want.
Right again! Now, you're looking for a past idea you thought was just genius. Only you could find... Oh, there it is. Drawing Board or...
Miro. All our finished and unfinished work lives in one place.
And he's won.
Join over 60 million people getting ideas noticed in Miro brainstorms. Get your first three boards for free at Miro.com. That's M-I-R-O.com.
This is Pitch Please, the show where people who play games pitch ideas to people who make them. This week...
He's ordered a stepladder and two dildos. Wild weekend planned.
A seesaw and two dildos.
Yeah.
I know what's going on here.
And some duct tape.
Welcome to Pitch Please. My name's Alex, and I'm joined by developer Chris from Foggy Box.
Ahoy!
Developer James from Catastrophic Overload.
Present.
And Thomas, the Ideas Engine.
Hello!
Nice accent there. Is
Thank
that your
you.
Real one?
Yeah, but...
After all these years.
What is that? So that's how you're going to speak for the rest of the podcast?
Oh, yeah.
I'm glad that you can finally... You've got the confidence to bring it out in front of us.
Hello!
So, yeah, go through the phrases that you can do, and then we'll allow you to go back to your acting voice.
Meine Schule Podcast. I don't know what that means.
All right. So it's a very special episode today.
It is.
Because, why is it a special episode, Tom? Do you know?
I got no clue.
It's Chris's birthday.
That doesn't make it a special episode. That implies let's not do that. Let's just stamp that fuck out of that right out. Saying it's a special episode implies something different is going to happen from anything regular.
Herzlichen Glückwunsch zum Geburtstag.
Danke.
Okay, look, I'll level.
You're leveling.
It's no different. It just happens that we're recording this episode on the day that it also happens to be your birthday. So, in fact, what's going to happen is just the same as any other episode.
Yeah. Sorry.
Except for I have an idea that I would like to share, if that's okay.
Congratulations.
That's my gift.
Just you like that's a gift my mother 28 years ago today, Alex is going to birth something fantastic from his ideas womb.
Oh, God.
Wait, wow. You were birthed out of an idea womb?
Yes. That's another spin on pitch hole, isn't it? Oh, God.
The idea womb.
He's going into labour.
I'm going into ideas labour.
Ideas waters have broken.
My water's broken. And out is coming. I'm swaddling.
I can see the crown.
A tiny little crown.
Tiny little deck builder.
On the crown, it says, Overcooked, but you're Postman Pat.
For God's sake.
All right, look, I know this is the kind of thing that you would normally hate,
Alex.
Tom, but I need to elaborate on this, okay?
Oh, God. Okay, well, before you elaborate on it, I just want to say this is a Mario Party mini game.
We're going to expand, okay?
Please.
And this is part, I need your help to expand it, but...
Oh, right, God.
So recently, I've been playing a game called...
Overcooked?
Play Up, which is like... Oh. Play Up is basically like Overcooked, but it's a roguelite. So you have a little kitchen and... James, we've played it together, right?
Yeah, that's great.
You enjoy it. So you have a little kitchen and you build your kitchen and your restaurant. You decide where to put the tables. You decide what meals you want to cook and all that shit. And then you open it up for the day and then you have to deal with the consequences. And each day gets harder and harder because you get more meals, more stuff to cook, more customers, blah, 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 until eventually... Your restaurant closes because you fail. So that gave me the idea of just trying to think of how, because everyone's played Overcooked, that style of game has been done quite a lot now since Overcooked came out. So how do you expand on that?
Okay.
And so the first thing I thought was, well, what if you're just...
Royal Mail.
Okay, so what if it's not a kitchen anymore? So that's when my brain went, I guess I was thinking delivering stuff. You're delivering food. Okay, what if it's not food? It's packages. But it's not a kitchen. It's not a restaurant. It's a town.
Okay.
So that was my first thought. Then I started to think about how else would the rest of this work? It's not just the post, unlike a restaurant, doesn't stop, right? It doesn't close. It's 24 hours. And there are multiple jobs involved in that, that it doesn't just take place in the building. Maybe Postman Pat is, that's one of the jobs, okay? One of the jobs is to deliver the posts to different houses, to the neighborhood. But there are lots of other things involved in the post, right? You get the deliveries to your actual, to the post office or wherever the storeroom is. You have to actually select all that stuff, maintain it, keep it tidy so that you can find post easily, get ready for the next day. You have to collect stuff. Like, there are lots of other things that could be going on.
Mm.
In my head, it's like almost a Goose Game, quaint little British village, maybe Postman Pat style, very colorful. And you're a little postman just running around, or you've got a bike, maybe a bike's an upgrade or whatever. But that's the base game. That's what it kind of looks like in my head.
I think the tutorial is you doing a paper round as a kid. So you learn the ropes of how to deliver stuff to people's doors. And you have to contend with, you know, one house has got a dog and you've got to try and distract the dog with, I don't know, some dog treats or something. You can collect your little power-ups or whatever. And then, yeah, you flash forward to the future. You're now a postie and you're just doing your round. And, you know, it's like, oh, a nice little story of how they grew up to become a postie.
So that's the basic core mechanic, is just delivering parcels. That's the kind of the really simple overcooked stuff. Tom, what are you? I expanded enough yet?
Kind of. I think there is maybe something here. I think the mastery of overcooked and the panic, manic craziness of overcooked is the small space that you're in. And I think making the entire game be manic postal delivery, but you're in a city, like you're never going to be interacting with the other players, really. I think if you compress it down so that post is literally just red post, blue post, green post, yellow post, and the overcooked element of it is kind of like the Wind Waker minigame, where you are putting... You've got stacks of posts come in. You pick up one, it's a yellow one. You have to throw it to the yellow corner. You pick up one, it's blue. You have to put it to the blue corner. However, one of the players, or as many of the players as you want, really, if there's a downtime or you've arranged all the posts or whatever, you then send one of them out to be the person to deliver that post. Mm. And then you're like one player down in the sorting facility.
Right.
Or maybe you want to, maybe you're behind on delivery, so you send two people out and it's like, oh shit, I've got a massive order coming in. Everyone needs to get back to the sorting facility right now. And right, they're like throwing shit around all over the place. And then I guess you could then have like the overcooked style, like the sorting facility now has conveyor belts and there's lava in the middle now. maybe that could be the thing. Maybe more party game style rather than a extremely narrative,
less open
postal journey that James had.
The journey of a postman.
I think what would be good to establish is, are you imagining this is, let's say, 2 to 4 people playing on the same screen? Or is this everyone's playing online and therefore don't have to be on the same screen?
I didn't think, and initially in my head, it wasn't on the same screen because of, I have some ideas which I'll get into a bit later, but I feel like it was more open than that. But that doesn't fit with Tom's vision of it.
Well, I mean, mine's very much just overcooked, but post.
Because what's great about Plate Up is that you've got someone, you know, the way that we played it is like, okay, someone's in the kitchen, they're doing their thing, and then they're handing things to the window, and then you've got the waiters and they go and take them out. We've just sort of talked around the idea that we've got a sorting office, so someone could be doing the sorting, or you work together to do the sorting, and you've got one person who goes and takes the post out and does the actual delivery.
Yeah.
And obviously, if you've got that all on one screen, that's going to be more of a challenge to do.
I mean, yeah, like Chris, does either of these appeal to you out of the two? Which are you leaning towards out of these two kind of like?
Well, to expand on Tom's thing of overcooked, the other thing with overcooked is that just like food and working in a restaurant, people want things quick. Post isn't sort of famous for being instant. I think that's where the lack of a consequence doesn't really...
You work it's, in an Amazon facility.
Oh, okay. You have a certain amount of bottles that you can pee in.
Yes.
Yeah. Fulfillment sensor.
Bezos comes around and slaps you on the back of the head every now and then, like, work faster.
Mm.
So in my head, there is the delivery side of things, but you separate things into like priority orders. Like, okay, this is a first class. So that's like, that's stuff that needs to go out straight away. If we have room in the van, then we can take some, you know, second class stuff. Mm. But if it skips a day, if we then have to, you know, the next day, we have to deliver these, otherwise we get penalized. But that also then means you've also got stuff that has to be delivered the same day. So you have to juggle that. As well as I was thinking with the open world thing and Tom saying you never run into people, if it is a versus thing or if it's a co-op thing, you could have post boxes that fill up around the city that you have to empty out yourself, right? So you do have to go collect things. And maybe there are some which are like, you know, you pick up 10 parcels. Maybe your van has a capacity and you can upgrade that over time. Maybe you can fit 50 of, you know, parcels. Everything's a parcel at this point, you know, in your van. So you're like, okay, I'll take 40 out with me. So I've got 10 spaces left, which means I can pick some stuff up on the way. Otherwise I have to circle back and go get those. But I'm also now delivering less than I could. So I was just trying to figure out what that sort of balance is to try and get that, the time to be a factor of it as well. Cause that's what makes you make mistakes in Overcooked and sort of lose your head, is the fact that everything has to be done within sort of time frames. And I don't see a clear way of how Post can do that, unless it's like priority mail and like daily stuff.
Oh, just to quickly expand on that is, you know, with Overcooked, it's not just about the time, but it's also like management of the things you've got to put together. You know, like, okay, I'm cooking that steak and that's going to pair up with that. Thinking about the Amazon delivery center, I've seen quite a few videos on like TikTok recently of people filming themselves packing stuff in like the Amazon warehouse, where really? They'll be like, they've got a box, they unpack the box, put the tape on it, and then just chuck all the stuff in, wrap it up and send it off in like 30 seconds. And it's like, oh, does that kind of fit into the idea that it's like, okay, maybe you've got your boxes and you've got to like optimize the placement of like quickly, you've got to get those things into that box. That's got to go into that box. Keep it into as little boxes as possible.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe there's something there, but that just came to mind.
Yeah, some kind of organization, like almost Tetris style management.
Maybe so. Maybe that fits into the idea of like, you know, a co-op sort of situation. I don't know. I feel like we're talking about lots of ideas here. Maybe it needs to be constrained a bit more.
I don't know. Chris, can you constrain it?
Maybe. So taking James's Amazon idea, I think another part of it could be that, you know, you've got to get orders processed in that quickly. That's where the time frame comes into it. So the delivery side of things is different. So I feel like you're in a warehouse, you have to go fetch the item, bring it back, and they pack it. And that's where the communication comes in. It's like, I need something. It's in aisle 3, zone 10. So you're like, okay, I'm going to run over to aisle 3. And over time you go, okay, I'm going to spend 2,000 gold coins on buying like a requisitions robot, and it'll automatically go get an order if there's one that's going. So then you don't have to waste, like use a player to go do that. They can help you pack.
Could it break down though?
That could happen. Then the player has to go and just spam A on it a few times to fix it. Cause you need something easy to do. But I think that's where there could be two sides of it. Maybe.
So,
there is a delivery side, or maybe it's just focusing on the warehouse aspect of it. Maybe there's a forklift and someone brings in deliveries and they have to then, it's a bit like Wilmot's warehouse, I guess, where you have to organize your warehouse, but this time you actually have to go and, you know, pick up all the stuff.
Yeah. So this is where my head went with it next is Wilmot's warehouse. And like Tom, what you were saying about the color-coded system has just made me think, what if the idea was that you have almost like two sides of the game? And maybe, I don't know if this is expanding it too much, but if it's just a small village, right, it's not that it's like a big expansive city and it's super busy. Essentially, you have two types of gameplay. You have the delivery and you have the storeroom. And the storeroom is, does everyone know Walnut's Warehouse or how that works? So it's like, it's very, it's kind of almost Tetris-y, isn't it? You basically have this huge expansive warehouse. It's 2D, like top down, and you just get packages.
The icons.
You have to collect, yeah. It's very, very simple. The icons, you just have to basically figure out how to arrange your warehouse properly in a way that makes it easier for you to pick stuff up and take it to the, like, the desk when people request the items, right? And like, so I wonder if the idea is that, like, say if one side of the gameplay is you're delivering stuff, you're just like tootling around in your little postman van or your little bike or whatever you've managed to upgrade, and you're dropping things off based on what the storeroom has loaded into your van or into your sack for that day. And you, there has to be some communication going on, because the storeroom, it's up to the storeroom basically to give you certain things like color-coded packages. Say if the town is divided into certain areas, you've got the red area, the blue area, the yellow area, whatever. And if they're giving you certain packages, they need to make sure that they're not just giving you like a bunch of things that are going to be the other side of the other side of the town. You want to be as efficient as possible because you only have a certain amount of time to perhaps complete your route, but the post is constantly coming in. Like your, like the packages are constantly coming into the sorting room. So you have to sort stuff and get it out as quickly as possible. But you're also getting stuff in, like the postman perhaps has to collect things on their route as well from, like, you know, the typical red post boxes. That can be like another thing that complicates things. But then the idea that, like, you have, it's not just that you're organizing packages in the warehouse, you're also, they have to go to certain places as well. And you can really fuck people over by like, we just need to get this shit out the door, just throw it all in the van. But then you're giving the delivery, the postman, like a bunch of shit that makes their job harder, because they're having to go all over the city, all over the town, rather than just like an easier route.
I mean, I really like that idea. I like that there's the whole delivery aspect as well. It's not just another, you know, we're all in the storeroom together, but surely we're going to need to then take a parcel to an address. So it's okay to color code, I think, and you narrow it down to maybe a section of the village or the town. But then it's still got to go to, you know, Doris's house or Mark's house.
You could color blocks and then number houses. So you could say, oh, it's yellow 10. Okay, so I'm going to go to yellow area of the map. It's house number 10. Okay, number 10. And then maybe, so the way I was thinking of it is that, you know, you have the parcels you're going to deliver in an order. When you do that, the active parcel is the one that gives you your little arrow to direct you where to go. And like maybe at the start of a round, the players choose, okay, I'm going to work in the warehouse. I'm going to be a delivery driver. And those, you can figure out what your sort of balance is for that. And then throughout the shift, maybe you can earn, you know, robot helpers that do that. But maybe there's the people who pack the orders that goes onto a conveyor belt. And that goes to the delivery room where the people who are driving throw stuff in the lorry and then drive and then come back. And then when they get back, there's a big stack ready to go. So they have to then chuck more stuff in. There's not really a way I can see. I'm trying to think of ways that you could, like the warehouse side of things have upgrades. What's the delivery side? It could be bigger lorry, faster lorry. It could be delivery drones, right? Maybe you get two drones, they go off and they come back and automatically get something. So you're still ticking away.
You can just assign them to certain areas.
If there's a spare parcel, they'll take one if it's yellow. But it takes them a certain amount of time. They're slow, but it's an automatic process that you don't have to worry about. So maybe there's like, you've got X amount of time to do this stuff. Maybe it is 24 hours. And then you start the next shift and you can then choose, say, oh, Alex wants to be a delivery driver this time. Oh, remember, we've got that drone.
Give me out the
Maybe
story.
We should upgrade it a little bit.
Nuts.
I wonder how much we drill down into each of the different roles. Because like for the driving, I can just imagine, you know, oh, you've got to drive well, or you're going to get, and like, how's my driving? Someone calls up, like, that bloody postman Pat's been driving around the village like a nutter.
He's or killed a man again.
He knocked over my bins.
Driven through someone's front garden and left skid marks. They're just like, there's your fucking package, take it.
Or like, yeah, and then you can't trust certain people in the storeroom to be like, okay, well, we're not letting you go out on the route again.
Yeah.
I know that's the easier thing to do. You don't want to be in the storeroom anymore, but you ran over a kid.
You've got too many points on your license. You're back in the storeroom. Sorry, mate.
I do think that level of scrutiny for the driver does take some of the fun out of it.
Yeah, I agree.
I would say you have, okay, I'm upgrading this van. It's cost us 10,000 whatever coins and it's got a fucking parcel or pole on it. I have to charge it up and I can just catapult a parcel, but it obviously maintains my momentum. So as if I'm driving along fast and I shoot it and I'm sort of parallel to the house, then it might overshoot because I'm moving as well. So you can, it sort of becomes a little bit of skill of how much, you know, how much do I wind it back and shoot? I think you could have sort of fun with that as well.
If we lean into the cartoon edge of it, it's like, you know, pelting it through someone's front door and like leaving a like a hole shaped parcel-shaped hole in their window.
If you if you smash it through their door every time, it has to just play a little doorbell noise, and I think that would really just as a nice little bit of flourish.
How is this sounding, Tom? Is this more expanded? Like, what are you kind of leaning towards now?
It is more expanded. I'm just trying to figure out what the actual like, what does one game look like? Like, from start to finish, like, you start with what and you end with what? Like, what's the stages of a single level?
Perhaps you start out at midnight. Okay. So, okay, the post office is open for business. It's the first day, midnight. Oh, look, a lorry has just pulled up. It's full of packages for your town. What's the name of the town? I don't know.
Townsville.
It's full of Townsville packages that have to go out. You have to take stuff off the lorry, put it into your storeroom. Super easy. It's empty at the moment. Just chuck it all wherever, mm-hmm. right? And then you have seven in-game hours or however, I don't know, whatever time people go out to do the post route. It's earlier than that, isn't it? Postmen are very early, like 5 a.m.
It's an hour a minute in-game.
Okay, it's an hour. So you have,
blimey,
right, 7 minutes.
7 minutes to then get everything from the lorry into the warehouse and then from the warehouse into, I guess, whatever you start with, a postman's sack, perhaps, or a little bicycle. Like, I feel like it should be quite shit, whatever you start off with. Mm. And then one of you, it's like, okay, I'm off on my route. And then they go and do the route. So the first day, pretty easy. However, they go off on the route. They have, say, half. They've got half the packages with them. Another lorry has turned up. You then, the three people who are remaining, then have to, they have nowhere to put the post because there's no one to pick it up. They just have to start arranging it in the warehouse. And basically that just continues up to that point anyway. Like that's as far as I'm getting it in my head.
Okay.
In my head, it went in a slightly different direction, which was you don't get parcels.
Okay.
You literally work in like an Amazon warehouse. You get orders and you have to go fulfill those orders.
I do kind of like that one a little bit.
I think like saying, okay, someone's ordered a fucking stepladder and that's the cleanest idea that for the first one that came to my head, that was PG.
I need to know the others.
What were the other ideas?
There was a dildo.
Good.
And I think the other one was just one of those massages, you know, back massages, as they're called.
Yeah.
So he ordered a stepladder. He's ordered a stepladder and two dildos. Wild weekend planned. He's 90.
A seesaw and two dildos. Yeah. I know what's going on here.
And some duct tape. So,
wait, you say stepladder or stepdaddy? I missed that.
I said stepladder. I don't know what's in your head.
Stepladder.
You go, okay, that's in, you know, aisle one, section 10. So I go there, grab one, bring it back, put it in the box. That goes over to that side. I think with the in-game hours thing, say from midnight till 5, all four of us are packing, right? But we know that if we pack too much, we're not going to be able to deliver it all. So it's kind of like figuring out where do we stop and sort of we still have to fulfill these orders, but we might get less points because we have to do it the next day.
Right.
So orders are always coming in maybe there is like, here are your 20 for the day. And you're like, okay, I'll try and do as many as I can. So then, you know, it comes to like 5 a.m. or whenever we want to start, we then all hop on to our little, you know, bikes with baskets on or little trikes that pull along a little trailer behind like you see in Bristol and
everyone then does
everyone
this.
Sort of like rushes out and you can coordinate period. But like, okay, I'll take yellow, so you need to grab all that, so you're now grabbing all the yellow ones and I'm doing this. I think maybe
are
like
orders
that,
still coming in at this point.
That's the thing, it's deciding on, is it that you get x amount for the day and once you've fulfilled all those and they're all boxed up you can then go, or do we decide that whilst you're out, maybe more come in?
I feel like at one point it has to end.
It has to end at one point.
Well, it ends when you, I think, like the post, it ends when the postman physically cannot do anymore and just dies.
Just like the post. I don't know if you watched the final episode of Postman Pat, but it was
his cat's eating his face, I think, that was the end. It's horrible. The last episode, you just see his foot and the cat's eating him.
It's just twitching.
It's just
so bad.
The cat bursts out of his chest.
I've just ordered this. Oh, what are you going to do with that, Postman Pat?
Jesse.
I think in my head, it's a bit of a fragmented mess of ideas at the moment. It's a bit of a mosaic of that gross repainting of Jesus that person did at one point.
Right, yeah, it's the horrific Jesus.
Where it's all put together and it's really horrible. But if you look closely, there's some nice details there. There weren't any nice details to that Jesus painting, but it's a terrible metaphor. Anyway, so I think in the sorting facility / warehouse, the people that are there, they receive the orders and they are color-coded and shape-coded just to make things easier. It's not like go get a stepladder or a seesaw or double dildos or whatever else. It's like I need to go get triangle and it's bound for blue and it needs to be high priority, so I'll stick a prime sticker on it as well or whatever. And the people in the warehouse, they're like, right, I'm going to go get triangle, I'm going to go get square, I'm going to go get circle or whatever. And they're just throwing them over to the other side, to the sorting facility, where they then slap the destinations on it. And the destination is just like, this is blue, this is yellow, this is green. So I've got a blue triangle, it needs to go in now. I've got a green square, it needs to go in now. And then when everyone throws themselves into the van, maybe everyone does that, there's the driver, and his perspective is just an open road. And the three people in the back have got stacks of boxes and all they can see is all the boxes like rattling around. And they're like, no, where, what are we doing now? We're trying to get blue triangle. Okay, blue triangle's, it's just fallen over to that side. Grab the blue triangle. We need to get out of the thing now. And that's when they are delivering the thing. And in later levels, more shapes, more colors. And that's when things get really difficult, where it's like, shit, now we need to get stars. We need to get a fucking asterisk icon. I don't fucking know. And they're going to more places. And that could be a thing, question mark?
I really like that, because that base mechanic of like the different like icons works. That is in Wilmot's warehouse, and that works really, really well. Chris, you don't like it?
I would like to put on my game developer hat for a second. I don't normally wear it. I bring it out for special occasions to have a lovely chat with you about accessibility. Hi, welcome to Chris Yules' Accessibility Corner. The issue with relying on hell. Well, who sounds like awful people now? You do. So the reason I didn't say shapes originally is because shapes are a good way as an alternative to color. So rather than green, you go to the star section. So if you have green stars, you're sort of, not everyone sees green. I mean, we've played Uno with Josh, I've just called him out. With Josh. I was going to change his name. It's Josh.
He's colorblind.
He's colorblind. And
no, we won't believe that.
Like, he has, you know, laid down a green when he laid down blue, thinking he's won. And we've been like, what have you just done there?
That's a simple change, right? It's just like okay, so we don't have colors. We have
using shapes to represent colors. They do it in Overcooked. Instead of green, blue, red, you can have star, triangle on your little character, the basis of your characters. Mm-hmm. So the reason I chose actual objects at the start was because you can differentiate those shapes. Yeah. And that's me taking off my accessibility hat.
That's a good hat. Hats off.
To carry that on, the simple shapes and stuff is cool, but you could reframe the story as like you're a little startup that make, I don't know, candles, and you get the orders of candles in the morning. And it's like, right, this is our tiny little warehouse. Let's go get all the orders, box it up, and then go and deliver them ourselves. And have one product.
What if alternatively you're a startup that's making food and people come into the restaurant to eat your food and you have to really manically try and make the food to serve to people?
What if you're a Deliveroo driver and then you have to, then that is the time limit. You've got to make it, and then you've got a minute.
We've got Overcooked DLC.
Overcooked Deliveroo.
To me, what makes it so interesting is that dynamic, and like, not that we've like actually properly nailed it yet, but that dynamic between the warehouse stuff and that period of like, okay, I'm sorting out deliveries, and then the actual delivery period. I think there's something really cool going on there that like could be fun to do. And I don't know like how that would work as a game. Like, I don't think it's too much. I don't think it's too expansive, because it's quite like the delivery stuff can be quite simple, like we were saying. And the warehouse stuff again is quite is fairly simple gameplay.
What if in an attempt to shake up the Overcooked formula of just four plus people, whatever, running around a sorting facility, throwing stuff, packages into boxes and stuff. What if we reframe it
guns.
as a sports game?
Okay.
So you have the package, you're running down the corridors, you have the opportunity to wang it over to the other side of the warehouse, to pass it to them. They have the ability to kick it into the goal being the back of the van. And there's multiple balls going around, and they are all packages. And the game is to work as a team to show off your amazing sportsmanlike flair, destroying packages and throwing them into the back of a van.
So it doesn't matter that you're destroying the packages. Like all the packages immediately get destroyed. Like, you're drop kicking them.
Yeah, right. It's an Amazon warehouse. Like, whatever. That's the game now. Thoughts?
Sounds good.
Wow. What would Chris say? It sounds more like a mini game or something.
No, I think this completely shakes up the control system of the entire game.
Oh. All right, I'm in. Sure.
No? The noise James made then.
Yeah, maybe it doesn't have to be a little post office. Maybe it can be an Amazon, what they call fulfillment center. But that idea of like the panic comes from not just that you have to deliver stuff in time, not just that you have to like tidy this warehouse up and get stuff into the van or whatever, but the fact that it never stops. And so you have to very quickly figure out an efficient way of doing stuff because there's no downtime.
So you'd imagine it's not level based. It's just, it carries on.
No,
and
I
on
feel like it's just,
on.
It's forever.
Maybe there are roguelike elements. Maybe you like you upgrade stuff. Maybe that's where the robots and things come in. Maybe like, okay, you failed, but now next time we start, like we have a faster bicycle or we have a van.
We have a little box bot 5,000 to packages.
Yeah,
up we have
a little box bot 5,000. You can carry one box. He's shit, but it's better than. It's better than nothing.
I think throughout the entire game, there should also be an assessment of your performance. And if at any point the robot outperforms you, you get replaced completely. Yeah. And that's when the game ends.
No, it doesn't the end. Game ends. You just have to watch
it. You just have to watch them.
Yeah. The game ends when all four players are out.
The game just continues with the robots playing.
That's it.
Yeah.
And there's no, you can't quit. You lose all control. That's it.
I think we're also forgetting about the game moving out as like a... filling
well, I was
up
thinking
vans
there was
kind
also
of
that Switch game, right? Where you, it's like your first day on the job and you smack, it was some E3, not E3 trailer, Nintendo Direct trailer for a game where you just smash through walls and pick up objects and drive vehicles and basically just destroy an entire office. But you're trying to achieve really? Some dumb goal. Like, what is that game? I cannot remember it now.
There's moving out, then there's totally unreliable, totally reliable delivery service, something like that.
Wait, hang on. Hang on a sec. Why, how have you not mentioned totally reliable delivery service
it's,
yet?
It's not about the warehouse. It's just delivering parcels up like a skyscraper and you have to zip line up a thing. It's like Gang Beasts style
physics
controller.
Pretty infuriating.
it's called Good Job, the one I'm thinking of.
Good Job. And then there's also one that's similar, which is about home renovations, which is coming out soon. Which is sort of physics-y controller, Overcooked style, but with like doing up people's houses.
I do think you're right. Sorry, Chris.
No, the was me trying to remember what I was going to say, but I'd forgotten. So
it was probably insightful, though.
It was probably just absolutely prophetic.
I do think Alex is right when he says maybe saying Overcooked is wrong, because you already get the idea of what Overcooked is in your head, and it's like it's this, you know, everyone's on the screen together, blah 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 blah. I think this isn't that at all. I think it is wrong to say Overcooked. It is just a multiplayer game. You could play it on your own, arguably.
I'm looking at Good Job and Like it, that's kind of closer to how I imagined it in my head. Like the art style of that's very colourful.
It's very, very kind of like portal simple in its aesthetic. Like those portal animations.
Yeah. It's got that look about it, and I really like that. I think that like that angle as well, that kind of isometric. I think that could be really, really cool. But we've got to end because otherwise, otherwise we're just going to keep talking about it, and then it's going to turn into a first-person shooter. But at the moment, so is it?
Well, I think it should turn it. When I say sports game, I mean the idea of one person is one end of the thing. They're picking up their packages. They have to just lob it across the thing. And maybe there's some combination of moves where an entire team of people are working together in such a way where they're ricocheting packages across the warehouse.
Perfect combos.
Yeah,
okay.
and they're
all
like,
right, that sounds pretty
satisfying. They throw something to this guy and they're like, right, that's going to a triangle. And then he's like, right, I'm going to re-angle. I'm going to wang it this way. And then it's like, right, Tom, this is going to you. Put it into the yellow or the triangle or whatever. And maybe there'll be videos online because I think that's something I ask for in every pitch is that there are videos of people playing this game spectacularly. And that is a group of four people. There's boxes just flying all over the place. Someone drop kicks it into yellow and then immediately spins around and punches it into blue. And
I want to hear the sound effects while that's happening of all the contents of the packages just fucking smashing around.
Yeah.
Just glass
the,
and
the quality
metal
of the object when it gets to the people is irrelevant. It's all about speed for the Amazon worker. And I think that could be cool. And then I guess in that case, the delivery aspect of it is just there's enough packages in here, the just AI leaves and you have to throw into another one. Yeah. That completely takes that away. I think that could be a fun game. Maybe you bounce it off a bounce pad and we just go for that absurd angle.
Described it like that, I quite like the idea of that. That feels quite fulfilling, like being able to like get just that idea of getting the flow of like multiple people all working together at the same time. And that's something that you don't get if the labor is divided into like multiple different jobs across just, town and in the warehouse and
it's
stuff.
It's keepy-uppy mixed with Amazon delivery.
All right. So is it keepy uppy, Amazon delivery fulfillment warehouse, or is it Postman Pat simulator? Postman Pat, the story.
The slow death of Postman Pat.
the slow, sad decline of Postman Pat.
Excruciating decline, yeah.
Which of these games is it, or is it something else? I don't know. Maybe it's something else in your head. If it is something
Postman
else in your
Pat
head,
must die.
That's the name of the game. Okay. Basically, you just have to work them to death.
Yeah.
All right. So Postman Pat must die. What is it in your heads? If it's something different, you can tell us.
The name is just it's for a totally different game.
It's very clickbait, I feel.
Yeah.
That's what we're doing. Perfect. All right, Pitch Please Pod. It's without vowels, right? There are no vowels in it.
No vowels on Twitter. That's where you can let us know.
You can let us know.
Or in the reviews on iTunes or Google Play or Spotify. Spotify doesn't have reviews.
Right, what's the one that really matters to us?
None of them, really.
This is all useless. It's all pointless. It's a pointless endeavor, Alex. We're all eventually going to die with the heat death of the sun.
Yeah. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Chris. That was your present. I hope you enjoyed.
Welcome. Hey, guys, guess what? You delivered.
Good.
Oh, very good. Thank you. Goodbye.
Bye now. Bye. Ta-da.
You pulled it out of the park at the end there, Tom.
Pulled it out of the park.
Pulled it out of the park.
Yeah, is that not the same?